broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for December the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founders are absolutely brilliant. And that's why we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. No doubt should be the order of the day. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Well, we first need to start out with a recap of yesterday's hard-hitting broadcast. Angry women across the country are holding anti-Donald Trump rallies. They're having strikes. They're literally going off work. They're crying. They're just freaking out. They did this literally in 18 cities, WorldNet Daily reporting. But you know what? Nobody seems to care. Now, let's be clear. We care about the women. We just don't care about their political deception. Sam Bushman wrote an article, and that's me, I guess. Let's share our testimony of our Savior Jesus Christ and engage in Christmas pranks, talking about the kindness we can render during the Christmas season. Maybe those women ought to spend a little bit of time doing something like that rather than running around and having their tears in the streets and such. Maybe some productive thinking outside themselves could make a difference. We talked about the Wisconsin recount. Turns out Jill Stein was right. The recount was wrong. They counted again, and, well, Donald just simply expanded his lead. So there you go. Thanks, Jill, for making sure everybody understands that it was even a greater victory than reported. Just thought you should know. Trump tapped Goldman Sachs executive Gary Cohn to be director of the National Economic Council. I'm a little worried about all these, you know, Goldman Sachs execs in there, but, you know, hey, the revolving door continues, right? Romney officially out for Secretary of State. Wow, that's kind of an interesting thing, huh? Donald is considering former Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina for director of national intelligence. That ought to be interesting, huh? You think she can handle that? That's according to a New York Times report. Will Trump tap former Texas Governor Rick Perry as energy secretary? Well, CBS News says so, and it looks like that's going to be the case. We talked about a fake news flashback. The fake media promoted this baseless Ted Cruz mistress story. So the mainstream press, you know, they're in trouble when they start talking about fake news. They're the greatest peddlers of fake news we've seen. They literally lied about Cruz, talked about all this stuff. No evidence, just, you know. All right, we're talking about repealing Obamacare, called the greatest middle-class tax cut coming up, hopefully. I wouldn't call it a tax cut, though. Only because I don't like them adding a bunch of taxes and then going, oh, we cut them. And then they're really where they were before they added them, right? So let's be clear. Getting rid of Obamacare needs to be done, and no doubt it'll bring benefit financially to the American people, the middle class particularly. But we got to make sure we push for a tax cut in addition to. Don't be deceived into letting them be lumped into one, okay? Twitter restored the account of Richard Spencer, president of the National Policy Institute, NPI. Good for Twitter. Freedom of speech is seriously important. Trump says the F-35 program costs are out of control. Wants to save billions of dollars. Russia Today, boy, is he right. Interesting, we had to go to the Russia Today news to get the details on the F-35 fiasco. Corpus Christi man, guy's name is Ray Rosas, faces attempted murder charge of shooting police in a no-knock raid. Turns out he didn't mean to. He just thought the thugs were after him. Now, interesting, they call us racists, but we're defending Ray. He's Hispanic, but he has every right for his God-given right of self-defense. And these thugs shouldn't be conducting no-knock raids anyway. How do you know who the good guys are and the bad guys are when they do that stuff, huh? Anyway, we defend Ray Rosas. He's right. Right as rain. And by the way, it doesn't matter what color you are, y'all have a right to keep and bear arms, and that right shall not be infringed, and everyone has the right, the God-given right of self-defense. Good for Ray. All right, hour two yesterday. We had our guest on, Mr. Alan Phillips, VaccineRights.com, PandemicResponseProject.com. We talked about how socialists celebrate Christmas. We talked about a forced vaccination bill. I joked and acted like it was a recent story, but it was literally a year ago. Don't fall for fake news, folks. If the state can tag, track down, and force individuals to be injected with biologicals of unknown toxicity, then what other freedoms can't they take, huh? The answer is none. They can do anything they want if we allow that. We talked about 31 doses of 12 federally recommended vaccines with, quote, no exemptions. Well, here's the story. A year ago, this news was hot. But did you know the American people got together and shut down those forced vaccination plans in Virginia? And good for them for doing so. By the way, the global vaccine market is surging to more than $70 billion a year by 2024. The numbers are just startling. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It is available on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel for incredible talk radio, live and on demand at your fingertips on your Roku player. Also, live and on-demand radio at libertynewsradio.com. And you can check out the archives, libertyroundtable.com, for this radio broadcast. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. And our buddy Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, riding shotgun today. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Oh, riding shotgun. I guess that's a step up from the way you used to have me riding.
There you go. We're giving you more and more authority every day, sir.
Well, I like that. Pretty soon you can maybe trust me with an AR-15.
Oh, I've already trusted you with one of those long ago, sir. Just like we should
trust
all people with the right to keep and bear arms. Now, let me ask you this. There's this guy named Ray Rosas. He was down there, and they did a no-knock raid on his house, and he literally shot a couple of cops. And his response was, you know what, guys, I had no idea who you were. You just came in like a bunch of thugs, and I just went into defense mode, and I'm defending Ray. Larry?
Well, from what you've described, that doesn't sound like something the police were well advised to do. No-knock raid is best understood, properly understood, I think, as has a limited place when they have reason to think or when they know there's a life in danger, there's a hostage, and she's got a knife at her throat, or something of that sort. Then, of course, a no-knock raid makes a lot of sense, because you know that time is of the essence. We don't know what happened in this raid, but chances are they were afraid he was going to flush some drugs down the commode. And it may have been something else. Who knows? But unless we know that somebody's life was in jeopardy, the no-knock raid leads to tragedies where either the guy himself could have been killed or the cops.
And let's point out clearly, all unnecessarily, all you had to do to Ray is say, Ray, hey, you know what? Meet us at McDonald's. We want to talk to you. Or wait till he goes to work. Or wait till he goes to the grocery store. Or wait till he fills his car up with gas. Or, I mean, there's so many options, right?
That's right. And real cops do that. Cops who think that they're playing war should really go try out for the SEALs. There's a place for that. But it's not here in this country.
Kurt, what do you say about this? You brought up this story. In my opinion, it just goes to show we've got to find better ways.
Yeah, they were looking for the guy's nephew, they said. And, you know, my problem is that these guys, you know, the no-knock raid guys should not be surprised when somebody's shooting back, because there's no way to know if it's the good guys or if it's basically criminals coming in to take over, you know, to kill you.
Now, here's the problem, Larry. They're saying that it was attempted murder. Now, the cops just had some, non-life-threatening flesh wounds or something like that. But they're saying,
I think that there might have been one that died.
With attempted murder. If they want to start playing that game, forget about it. They made a mistake. They should say, you know what? We got to go back to the drawing board. This makes our tactics come into question. Let's reexamine what we've been doing. But to charge this guy with murder is CYA. And as far as I'm concerned, their backside is already hanging way out, and they've been embarrassed. They have done something wrong, and they've unhappily paid a very heavy price for it. I hope none of the cops were killed, but they could have been. And so
you were right. They did receive non-life-threatening injuries. There were three of them. But, you know, the bottom line is he grabbed a rifle and fired 15 shots at the intruders.
Of course
he did.
Some
no
thugs are pounding
in
his door, for crying out loud. What do you expect the poor guy to do? My goodness gracious. And see, I'll tell you what. What they do is they file all these bogus charges to change the positions of the players. We'll talk about this with Larry Pratt. Gunowners.org in seconds.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E, free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, we're talking to Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. We're talking about this crazy story, this Ray. This gentleman named Ray, he was just kicking back at his house, and the thugs came. And they were looking for his uncle or his nephew, and they just pounded in the door, and he picked up his rifle, and he shot back, thinking the thugs were after him. And, well, my gosh, it didn't turn out so well. Now the cops are saying he was involved in an attempted murder situation. This is an example, Larry Pratt, I mentioned right before the pause. What they're doing is they know they're in trouble on this one, and what they want to do is file all these charges to muddy the water and act like, oh, man, this guy was doing something wrong, or this guy... It's all bogus. They file these charges just to try to change the game and protect the players, right?
I think if I were to play the game they're playing, I would seek to file charges against the SWAT commander for having ordered a raid where there was no, that we know of, that there was no life in danger. We're talking about somebody doing some drug business. And while I don't think that's a good idea and that's not legal, that is not life-threatening. And there's no need for a no-knock raid in a non-life-threatening situation. If these guys, you know, I've often said, I think it's more dangerous to be a cop than a soldier. The soldier, at least before Obama took charge, the soldier's job was to break things and to kill people and to come back home alive. And he didn't have to ask too many questions because that was the nature of war. But a cop is supposed to bring in a suspect alive, and that suspect might be a really rotten dirtbag, might even be trying to kill the cop, and the cop still is supposed to bring back that suspect alive, if at all possible.
And his whole purpose is defensive and de-escalation, right?
Yeah, I think we just need to reevaluate what a SWAT team is for. It does have legitimate purposes, but they're not nearly as numerous as some of these SWAT commanders seem to think that they are. And it gets into trouble like this, and hopefully this will lead to wherever this department is. For one thing, I hope they get sued, and that's part of the reason why there's all these charges being filed. I think you called this one 100%, Sam, because this is a kind of a protective measure, preemptive protection, if you will, because they know they're exposed. They've done something pretty bad, and they don't want to get a multi-million-dollar settlement against their department.
But this is where we lose respect fast. It's one thing for them to make a mistake and literally go, oh my gosh, we were so wrong, we're so sorry. It's another thing to engage in the cover-up that really strikes at the very heart of trust. And that, I think, is the bigger problem.
If they don't do what you're suggesting, then they ought to be sued, and hopefully they will lose a multi-million dollar lawsuit. There was a city in California that actually went bankrupt because of one of these cowboy ventures, and I think that might help get the point across. Apparently, the memo wasn't circulated to enough SWAT teams around the country. But if you get this wrong, guy, if you're not trying to save a life that's imminently in danger, then don't be surprised if we come after everything your city has. And, of course, you'll be out of a job.
Wow. All right, we have all kinds of weird stories to talk about here that I want to pick your brain on, Larry Pratt. One of them is this. They say Ivanka Trump may serve as first lady instead of Melania. In other words, the first daughter would be the first lady, not the wife. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know that the politics of either one of them are what makes my heart go pitter-pat. From what little I can tell, it may be that Ivanka Trump is left of center. Melania's father is an executive in a communist party back in old Yugoslavia. I don't know what her thinking is, frankly. We don't hear much about her except what a beautiful woman she is. Ivanka, one of the things that's kind of a joke is to bring up the anti-Semitic charge against Trump, whatever else he is, and I can tell you a few things I think he is that I don't like, but whatever else he is, anti-Semitic, not so much, because his daughter's a convert to Orthodox Judaism, along with her, I guess her husband was one when she married him. So it doesn't seem that Trump has an a priori problem with his kids associating with and ultimately marrying somebody who's Jewish. That, I think, is something that the left is going to have to realize that their race card is just no longer going to be accepted. It has expired.
There you have it. What do you say to that, Kurt? What do you think?
About the change in the first lady. You know, the one thing I'm grateful for is the first lady's not Bill. You know, I mean, just think
that's
about that. I
hey,
mean, you know,
all right, if whoa. We're talking weird, this is okay, isn't it? Pretty normal.
Amen to that.
These guys are too much, man.
Well, very, very, very good. The I guess the politics can't be much worse. There are a number of conservatives that I don't think did enough due diligence on Donald Trump. Donald Trump, frankly, has turned out to be better than I thought he might be. But every time he does something that isn't down the conservative line, I may be disappointed, but I'm not all that surprised. What surprises me is how many good appointments he has made.
That's a good point. What do you think of that, Kurt? Think he's made a lot of good appointments?
Well, you know, at least I know that we could point to some of them. I would have chosen, for example, like Larry Pratt would be a great choice for, I don't know, Homeland Security. You got Sheriff David Hay Clark, Sheriff Mack. I mean, there's a whole lot that I would do differently, but all I could say is compared to what we usually get.
Amen to that. We're still hoping David A. Clark Jr. gets a position in the cabinet somewhere.
Right.
Time will tell on that. We're just waiting and waiting, and we haven't heard anything yet. Now, here's a couple of other interesting picks. Trump selects former Navy SEAL Ryan Zicky for Interior Secretary. Now, Ryan Zicky, I guess, is a congressman up in Montana?
He's the fairly new congressman in Montana. We had supported Zinke. He definitely has a commendable background as a Navy SEAL. That's a rather exclusive club to belong to. And we don't have to worry that Obama ever will have been there. By the way, Obama must have been just a wee tad disappointed at the reaction of the cadets of both academies at the Army-Navy game, because they were full of patriotic vim and vinegar, and they were not terribly politically correct, and they were celebrating the new president who, again, whatever his shortcomings, he's not going to be perceived, is not perceived, I don't think he is, their enemy. The incumbent is.
No question about that. Now, this Ryan guy, as far as I can tell, seems to be a pretty good pick. They were talking about this Kathy lady from Washington State. Looks like she's out, and Zinke's in, right?
Hopefully, because McMorris Rogers is a rhino. And while I'm sure you could find a lot worse, you could find better. And I think Ray Zinke is somebody that's probably going to be pretty good. I was still hoping that the Mama Grizzly was going to get Interior, but I guess that's a train that's long left the station.
All right. Well, hopefully Ryan Zinke's okay on a right to keep and bear arms. That's important for sure for a top position. All right. Good news for that. Larry Pratt with us, ladies and gentlemen, gunowners.org. I'm a lifetime member and highly recommend you become one today. Gunowners.org. Trump also talking about naming Rick Perry to a position. This is interesting. We'll talk about it with Larry Pratt in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
During his transition from candidate to president, Donald Trump has continued to use both his public pronouncements and his private vetting sessions for potential cabinet members in seeking retribution against his critics, from an otherwise obscure leader of a union local in Indiana to a former Republican presidential nominee. Veteran Republican activist Roger Stone, who has long acted as an informal advisor to Trump, told radio personality Alex Jones that Trump had been manipulating Mitt Romney by interviewing him at length as a possible Secretary of State selection. Donald Trump was interviewing Mitt Romney for Secretary of State in order to torture pressure him, asserted Stone, to toy with him, and given the history, that's completely understandable. Mitt Romney didn't just oppose Trump, which is his Democratic right. He called him a phony and a fraud and a con man, and that's not the kind of man you want as Secretary of State. Romney played a key role in his own degradation, emerging from an interview to praise the same man he had derided as a con artist, as the very man who can lead us to a better future. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. British parliamentarian Ben Bradshaw startled his colleagues by claiming that the Russians hacked last June's Brexit referendum. "I don't think we have even begun to wake up to what Russia is doing when it comes to cyber warfare," claimed Bradshaw. Not only their interference, now proven in the American presidential campaign, probably in our own referendum last year. Bradshaw did concede, "We don't have the evidence for that yet," while insisting, "I think it's highly probable." For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Larry Pratt on your radio, gunowners.org. I'm a lifetime member. Highly recommend you become one yesterday. Get it done. Gunowners.org. Stand for the no compromise gun lobby today, would you please? We need good, honest Americans standing together for the sacred principles of liberty. Ivanka Trump may serve as first lady instead of Melania. That's a weird twist, but as Kurt Crosby wisely says, hey, better than Bill Clinton being the first lady. Just saying. All right, Donald Trump plans to name Rick Perry, the former governor of Texas, to lead the Energy Department. Now, this is fascinating because Rick Perry, back when he was running for president himself, just so you know, he said he wanted to eliminate the Energy Department. I kind of like putting people in charge of departments that they clearly claim they want to eliminate, Larry.
I think that is very, very encouraging. The idea that a bunch of bureaucrats here in Washington who may or may not have ever seen an oil well or a coal mine should be telling people who make their living, risking their lives in that dangerous way of earning a living, that they should be telling them what to do, that's really over the top. No wonder Washington has trouble working. It tries to do things that it's going to be impossible for it to do because it doesn't know squat.
All right, there you have that. Anyway, time will tell. What do you think of that, Kurt? Rick Perry, he wanted to eliminate the Energy Department. Now they're saying he's going to head it.
Well, that's exactly the kind of people we need to head the different unconstitutional departments of the federal government, the ones that want to eliminate them, and let's see who can get it done first. I mean, let's have a race to the
top. Yeah, it could be like The Apprentice. Let's make America great again. Department first, Kurt.
Yeah, make America great again.
I like that idea. You know? Gun Owners of America, I haven't talked to the board, but we'll contribute a 50 cal to the winner of that contest.
Now we're talking.
Amen to that. There's a whole bunch of us who contribute to that.
It'd be like a GoFundMe. We'll give you a salary for whatever, you know, a severance for getting rid of your department if you go ahead.
That's a very serious point, Sam. I think the idea of getting rid of these departments should come with a year, 2 years salary. This is not something that, you know, we're not communists. We don't put people up against the wall and shoot them the way our dearly beloved, belated, lost brother Fidel Castro did. Yeah, give them a year. Give them a year's salary at least, and then tell them, but if you go back in that building, you lose everything.
All right. This Montana guy's a little bit of an interesting character. Kurt's got the tales, Kurt.
Yeah, there's a little bit of concern, at least in my part on the Zinke deal, but there were some good things. For example, you know, he's basically wants to abandon the Affordable Care Act, and I'd call it the Not Affordable Care Act, but anyway. Then he supported the Republican effort to repeal the estate tax. He frequently voted against environmentalists, on which is good, on issues ranging from coal extraction to oil and gas drilling. He got a 3% rating from the League of Conservation Voters. That's the, well, the nuts will want to turn the earth back into what it was before people got here, I guess. But he broke with Republicans on issues of transfers of federal lands to the states, calling such proposals extreme and voting against them. I guess in July of this year, he withdrew as a delegate to the Republican nominating convention in protest of a plank in the party's draft platform, which would require that certain public lands be transferred to state control. He said that he endorses better management of federal land rather than transfer. Well, I'd say just manage federal land right back into the states. That'd be the way to do it if they want to stand that way. But
you're here.
You know,
well,
anyway.
Just like Trump, it looks like this guy needs some constitutional training. And you know what? The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, Gun Owners of America, many other organizations will be glad to conduct those trainings on Capitol Hill, won't we, Larry?
Indeed. We've got a meeting coming up outside of Baltimore in early January, and these fellows would be, and gals would be, welcome to come and hear discussions of what constitutional government ought to be, what it would look like, why it is actually what the Constitution says it ought to be.
And by the way, it's going to be January 21st, CSPOA.org for details. And all, you know, they say there's no such thing as a free lunch, but I'm here to challenge that. I will buy them all lunch, Sheriff. I mean, Larry. I'll buy them lunch if they come.
No, well, actually, we're contributing a widow's mite to the operation of this conference. So we wanted to make sure that it was able to take place, and so we're willing to put up some green in order to get it off the ground. And yeah, we think this is extremely important, that if Trump is going to be our next president, then we ought to be making as much of an articulate argument as possible, getting the media's attention to, you know, if Trump's really going to succeed with his agenda, it's going to mean turning things to the states. It's going to mean making his departments a lot smaller. I don't know how Donald Trump managed, but I suppose that if he took over a multi-pronged business and some parts of it were losing money, my guess is that if he wasn't able to manage it into a profit mode, he got rid of it.
Well, that's what we need to really see, don't we, Kurt?
Well, that's right. And when you see these moves like with the Boeing deal and the other stuff, you know, I mean, at least we're headed in the right direction. And there sure is a lot of, what would you say, you know, I mean, it's... It's work to be done everywhere you look, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our job is not done. We've elected a guy. We're not really sure exactly what his thinking is. Let's face it, the guy's come out of a liberal Democrat background, had been a donor to the Clintons and other liberal Democrats. That was his political world. And at some point, and we don't know what his epiphany was, but he seems to have had one. We know that Ronald Reagan switched from being a Democrat to a Republican, to oversimplify, when he had to go face-to-face with commies in the Actors Guild that he was a part of and ultimately became a head of. Well, maybe Donald Trump at some point along the line realized that he did inveigh convincingly against the establishment. And it was fairly clear that he was talking about the Democrat as well as the Republican establishment. And that's why it took people like Speaker of the House, Republican Congressman Paul Ryan, a long time before they finally said, okay, we endorse him. You know, and so there's a certain lack of enthusiasm for this guy, and they're trying to domesticate him, trying to tame him, trying to make sure that he knows what the right thing to do is. So, yeah, we're going to have our hands full. This is not, we haven't, just because we elected a guy that was not Hillary Clinton, and that was enormously better than what it could have been, that doesn't mean the job's over. We got a lot of work left to do.
Yes, we do, and we're hoping Donald will surround himself with good, honest people. When does gun owners get a chance to go to the Trump Tower? Believe it or not, Kanye West went to the Trump Tower, and people are kind of wondering what's up with that. But if Kanye can go, certainly Larry Pratt ought to have an audience, shouldn't he?
Well, maybe he's got more celebrity in the right areas, the entertainment world and whatnot. We'll be happy just to make sure that we've already, as you probably know, been encouraging our members to communicate with the Trump campaign after the election to make sure that they know what the concerns of gun owners are, the fact that we really do want constitutional government. That's the way you fight the establishment, by going to the Constitution. And that's, I don't think that's a word that Mr. Trump has given a whole lot of thought to parsing. And that's a shortcoming, but that's remediable. Obviously, the guy learns. He's not stupid.
All right, there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, a next interesting twist story. Tony Perkins of the American Family Research Council says that Trump's Secretary of State picks Rex Tillerson should be particularly alarming to conservatives because of his past positions on abortion and gay marriage. Those are serious issues. I agree with Tony. What about on gun rights, Larry?
It's a question. We don't know. It may be that in Texas he didn't have a problem with being pro-Second Amendment, but it looks as if, just to go back to your point introducing him, part of the multinational business world seems to be quite a fascination with political correctness.
But what you find is most of these people can talk political correctness, but I bet you most of them are pro-gun behind the scenes, especially when it comes to their own lives. We'll talk about that.
From West Texas.
Hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds with Larry Pratt.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so Tony Perkins saying Rex Tillerson may not be so good. He's got the wrong views when it comes to Christianity on same-sex marriage and abortion. That could be a big problem, no doubt about it. How does he feel about the right to keep and bear arms is what I want to know. Right before the pause, Larry Pratt was mentioning, you know, hey, a lot of times these folks want to do the politically correct thing. They do that publicly, though. They babble about, you know, political correctness, but behind the scenes, you'll find out the guy's either got armed to the teeth bodyguards, or he has his own concealed carry, or he's got something. Most of the time, you find out that they're personalized. It's kind of like, oh, well, we think government school's great, except for our kids. Or, oh, we think, and usually they go down that road, right, Larry?
Sam, I hope that's correct. We do know that Tillerson went out of his way as a member of the board of the Boy Scouts of America to push through a, I don't know, what would you call it, a don't ask, don't tell policy on homosexuals.
Well, really a promotion of gays. Let's be clear.
There's been a ban on that in the past. The idea that one of my grandsons would be out on a camping trip with a guy who didn't know whether he was a he or a she, I don't think that's what I want to do. And this guy's been for it. So he pushed and pushed and pushed for that. And he gets a lot of credit or blame, as the case may be, for having gotten that policy through. So I guess I want to find out for sure where he is coming from on Second Amendment issues, because that's going to be a big deal. We've had a couple of treaties that our dear leader has been advocating that the United States subscribe to that would have been daggers at the heart of the Second Amendment, the United Nations Small Arms Treaty and the International Trade Agreement that he wanted us to sign onto. So it will be a big deal. Just because he's Secretary of State doesn't mean he won't have an influence on what happens to the Second Amendment.
All right, time will tell on that. We'll keep an eye on the ball. One of the things that I really said is whether you like or dislike Trump, I think he's done a lot of good, said a lot of good things, but time will tell how serious he is. He's also famous for saying something and then backing off. One of his biggest mistakes will be letting Hillary Clinton off the hook. It'll come back to haunt him, mark my words. Nevertheless, the fact is he said a lot of good things, and the question is, will he deliver? And a lot of people are saying, hey, the honeymoon's over. The knives are out. Other people are saying, hey, you better speak or forever hold your peace. It's kind of like the shotgun marriage. Hey, time will tell, but you got to give Donald at least a chance. There's a lot of concerning issues, but there's a lot of, in my opinion, issues that give me plenty of hope as well. Time will tell. But, you know, this is critical. When the New York Post writes this headline, Trump's era of disruption has just begun. So buckle up, they say. Trump's era of disruption has just begun. There's no question that's clear. These liberals, these professional agitators are not knowing what to do with the Donald, and they're calling it an era of disruption.
Well, from their lips to God's ears, may it be so. May there be lots of disruption, irreversible disruption here in the nation's capital. These folks have been a ruling elite over the rest of the country. They have an intramural, a Republican and Democrat contest. But at the end of the day, they both have this contemptuous attitude that folks like us, Sam, really can't figure out how to tie our shoes. And I'm just hoping that my fellow Americans have said enough of that.
All right. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, disrupt, you know, I mean, as we've always said, you know, these new innovations, I mean, you know, like the cell phone or whatever, I guess you could almost say Trump could be the new innovation from Washington, D.C. I mean, imagine getting things done under budget and in time, you know, saving money. I mean, I know that does seem kind of way out for Washington, but bring it on.
All right, there you have it. It'll be interesting to see how all that pans out. Now, there's all this big old to-do about fake news, Larry, and this is really important for you and I, me being the new media taking center stage, you doing your own talk show, taking center stage as well, gun owners with their own press releases and facts and stances on issues. They want everyone to believe it's all fake news. However, I would submit to you that the mainstream press is getting disrupted more than anybody, and they're one of the biggest peddlers of fake news ever. In fact, the New York Times just got caught. It's the epitome of irony in this case, Larry.
Because this is not new. Look at what happened in the campaign with George Bush and the so-called revelations about all that was going on when he was in the reserves. Dan Rather and all of his many mistruths. They've been getting away with fake news for about as long as I've been aware of television. And my daddy worked at RCA, and we had one of the first televisions. And it's from the beginning been fake news. Now that we're finally getting alternative sources of information, some of which are good, some of which are not, but now there's much more for the American people to choose from, these monopolists are going crazy. And guys, you just go on over into that corner and you can pound on the floor with your little fists, and we're just not going to be able to help you until you get yourself together.
All right, there you there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it turns out the New York Times, literally, this is the epitome of irony, if you will. The New York Times aired an ad for fake news in the middle of their article about fake news. So they had an article, you know, telling you how you got to be aware of fake news, you got to trust the real people like the New York Times. But they had an ad in there that said Alec Baldwin was dead at 58 or whatever, but it was bogus. And now they're just saying, well, look, fake news is like an avalanche, and we're just, you know, a tumbling rock, or you know what, we're just the river, not the flood. These people have lost already, and they know it, Larry.
And they don't really know what to do about it, because now when they tell us something that we're supposed to believe, and we're supposed to be all horrified and not know what to say, all we do is laugh at them. It's kind of like Reagan was fond of saying, there you go again.
Yeah, there you have it. They're all running around a conspiracy theorist that we're all peddling fake news. And I would challenge them to debate the stories we talk about line by line. Let's get it done. Let's take off the gloves and talk about who's peddling fake news.
Hey, Hillary, was it fake news that a video got the bad things to happen in Benghazi? Or was it your policies as secretary? You're pulling away the defense units. You liberals are so anti-self-defense. The only time I see a liberal believing in guns is when they have their own bodyguards.
And that's otherwise, my point. Is that or they have their own guns while they say we can't have any? They have their own, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. They can get a permit because they have the money and the celebrity to do it. Meanwhile, schlubs like us, Eh, not so much.
All right, Larry. Kurt Crosby wants to know if you're hungry.
Actually, I've just had breakfast. I'm feeling great.
Kurt?
Well, there's an interesting story. You know, they've got what they call the My Little Pony Burger. Now, I mean, most folks have not seen this, but it's a Dutch restaurant. It's not where you go Dutch, but it's in Holland. But anyway,
well, you could go Dutch, Kurt, if you wanted.
Yeah, that's right. Good point. They say they're now serving up stallion with their scallions. The offbeat food truck, which translates, it was a bunch of, you know, Dutch words, and I can say, translates to the unwanted animal kitchen, now supplies its My Little Pony Burger year-round to a chef who runs her own restaurant. Hers is called the Food Gorilla. That's according to Vice Munchies. You know, it's a periodical I don't typically read. But anyway, they've been serving a burger periodically for years, and the patty itself is made from the meat of butchered, aging horses that have worked at a local amusement park. So, hey, you know, I mean,
so if you want a pony
My
burger.
Little Pony Burger. Yeah.
Guys, the best filet I ever had was at a restaurant in Switzerland, and it was filet de cheval. And I asked my wife, who's multilingual, what's that mean? She said, oh, that's horse filet. So I tried it, being ever the explorer, and it was at least as good as any filet mignon I ever had.
Of course, in America, that's just politically incorrect. I mean, you know, you buy your daughter a pony, and, you know, there you go. All right, final word, Bill Gates is in the news. You got to hear from Bill Gates before the end of the hour. Larry, Kurt?
Well, yeah, the headline from the you know, WorldNet Daily Boys headline, or CNBC's got this one, I guess. Bill Gates likens Trump to JFK. Now, the subheadline says Donald has chance to establish American leadership through innovation. You know, it's more of the disrupt kind of thing, but you know, even Bill Gates is, I guess you could say, jumping on the bandwagon, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what choice does he have, Kurt? He might be disrupted right out of existence if he doesn't go along,
good
sir.
Point.
All right, Larry, any final thoughts? I hear the Republicans are gearing up some pro-gun legislation. Is that true?
Well, we hope. We certainly have a number of things we'd like them to do, including national concealed carry recognition. Folks want to put some heat on, go to gunowners.org. Sign up for those alerts.
Thank you, sir. Godspeed. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Larry Pratt, ladies and gentlemen. There's a guy named Platt that was pants on the ground guy on Idol. All right, this is Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. Become a lifetime member as I am, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore this grand old republic. Please get involved and make it a great day, will you? This nation shall endure.